Yeah, Stu, just calling to thank you on that Papadopoulos video. My wife had called you about a week ago on that Ashley Babbitt, and I found that Papadopoulos video probably the most informative that I've watched in hundreds of hours of video, and I'm a working man. And but I take time to watch you. I appreciate what you're doing. And never lost hope, and keep doing the great job that you're doing. This is Charles Hartle down here in Indiana, and we thank you for what you're doing, and you have a blessed day. Thank you very much.
The evil elites that are on a mission to tear down the framework of our loved republic, stomp all over your freedom, steal your individual liberties, shred the Constitution of the United States of America, abolish Christianity, and ultimately, they want you dead.
This goes to an effort by the deep states to effectively guarantee that Obama would have had a third term. Even before the global media knew that I was even part of this campaign, and I guarantee you this happened to General Flynn and likely others, there were eyes on us. The deep state was watching all rival candidates to see who had a chance at beating Hillary Clinton, premeditated assault against a rival campaign in order to upend not only Donald Trump's campaign or people's lives like mine initially, but it was to upend the people's will and the vote of 75 million Americans. I think it's a very sensitive issue because Obama was directly involved here. The reason Durham's probe, in my opinion, is taking so long is because look what we're talking about here. We're talking about a Western government conspiracy against a rival presidential campaign and an attack on American democracy. The FBI was wiretapping my phone calls with Fox News. Susan Rice is running the presidency. This is Obama's third term. They were working in a concerted effort with foreign governments and foreign elites out there with a lot of interest, with a lot of money at stake, with a lot of different trade agreements that would have put a lot of money in their pocket, that wanted to destroy Donald Trump's campaign for no other reason than that. And people are asking, where is Jim Comey? Where is he? Where are some of these key players that were involved in Spygate, Obamagate, and they've all gone underground? And I think they're not underground. I think John Durham knows exactly where these people are, and there's a reason that they're quiet, because they have an accountability waiting.
I took a lot away from yesterday's talk with George Papadopoulos, and I hope that you have had the opportunity to listen or watch that interview. You know, he stressed a lot about patience. He stressed a lot about waiting. He stressed a lot about understanding what it is that Durham has to go through. He said to open your eyes and not think just about, you know, Strzok and Page, to not just think about, you know, those that were immediately propped up by the mainstream media as the people that were involved with the Steele dossier. And he said, listen, there's now multiple Steele dossiers. If you have not had a chance to watch this thing, I'm telling you to watch it. And if you've already watched it, I want to re-stress that patience. You know, in a society where immediate gratification is pretty much demanded, where due process is considered racist, where people walk around outdoors with dirty, disease-infested muzzles over their mouths, when people are tripping over one another to be the first in line, push their way to the front, even physical altercations, to subject themselves to a jab that has been proven to cause serious ill adverse side effects and death in infants, death in young kids. When yesterday we're exposing on this program with a pharmaceutical expert, a 20-year researcher and pharmaceutical, a doctor for crying out loud, who's on this show telling you, look, this is the ingredient that they're putting in all four of these injections, but yet it's not approved for human or laboratory animals. It's not even approved for veterinary use, and it's in this thing that you're tripping over to go subject yourself to. It's absolutely mind-boggling. In a society where there's justification for anti-Semitic non-existent media coverage over people literally throwing firebombs at one another in New York City. At Jews. Right here on American soil, there's a war happening right before our eyes, and the media is completely silent about it. In a society where there's a free pass given to domestic terrorists who over a summer season caused $12 billion in damage to American cities in the name of a dead career home-invading thug. I guess maybe asking for patience could be asking a little too much. I don't know, but if you have some, please be patient. There is justice coming, and I trust George Papadopoulos in what he was saying. This Durham report, if you think about how long it takes to put an investigation together for something that you have on video, for something that you have video evidence to support, I mean, just think about that. Think about the OJ trial. How long did the Derek Chauvin trial take? How long does justice take in seemingly open and shut cases? Imagine he's talking about a global effort to unseat a president, a political assassination of the sitting president, the most powerful person in the world, the leader of the free world, Donald J. Trump, multiple times. Think of the people that had to be involved and the pile of names and paperwork and evidence that's coming towards John Durham. But I was thinking after my talk with George Papadopoulos yesterday, I started thinking about the concerted effort. I started thinking about, it gave me goosebumps thinking about him talking about being spied on, gathering, you know, his information through his telephone communications and his text messages. I started thinking about, you know, government surveillance and the way that they're using our own technology against us. And moreover, the PSYOP is effective because people become so addicted to this immediate gratification, this sense of entitlement to get info right now because the superhighway is so fast that you literally were walking around with little supercomputers in our hands. We've got them in front of our faces at all times. I mean, people are addicted to the screen time. I'm going to fact check what you said right now. I mean, you could go out for coffee with your friend. You talk about a certain topic. You're sitting across the table from one another, and your bestie might rip out her phone and say, oh, hold on, I'm going to check and see if I can find anything about that. I mean, so we're constantly telling each other who we are. Multiple social media profiles, Facebook, Twitter, you know, TikTok, which, by the way, TikTok is the enemy. That is the CCP, just so you know that. I mean, that is the definition, that is Chinese Communist Party technology. So don't think that TikTok is safe. Don't think that Telegram is safe. It's all they're watching you everywhere that you go. And before I get to my guest here who's going to weigh in on that, I want to tell you how alarming this really is. I brought this up to Bobby Payton a few weeks ago, but I haven't gone public with this yet. Folks, I was sitting down in the evening time. My phone went ding. I got a messenger message. I don't really check them all that often. You can imagine why. But for some reason, I grabbed the phone and I saw the name of the person that was trying to contact me through Facebook Messenger. And this is a person that I haven't talked to on Facebook for a long time, but I know them very well. And they happen to be the stepfather of a very, very close friend of mine. Well, I'll just tell you who's. It's Richard. You remember Richard Leonard, my co-host. It was his stepfather. And I'm not going to say his name here, but he and I have golfed together multiple times. And really, our conversation's limited to golf because we disagree politically. So we just choose to leave it alone. We don't talk about it. I like the guy. I feel sorry for him. He's very ill-informed, and he needs to watch he needs to get out here and get the real truth and the facts. But he's sucked into the mainstream media. Anyways, I digress. We talk a lot about golfing. That's what our conversations are primarily limited to. And apparently, Facebook Messenger is onto that. You know, they do targeted ads for you based on your searches, what you're looking at, things like that. They're also watching my conversation, and here's how I can prove that. This gentleman reached out to me and started talking to me about golf. Seemed very natural to me. It wasn't golf season here yet. Of course, I'm in Minneapolis, And it's just now getting to be where it's warm enough to be enjoyable on the golf course. I think they've been open for about a month, but I'm not going to go out there and freeze my nuts off for, you know, to golf, to hit a ball around and chase it into the woods. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that goes through three sleeves of balls at a time here for nine holes. Anyway, start talking about golfing and I'm answering his questions. And then all of a sudden he asked me if I have been vaccinated yet. And I told him, I said, you know my politics. You know where I'm at on this thing, and I hope that you have not been. Let me send you some VAERS data. Let me send you some of the stuff that I've been looking at. Here's an interview that I did with Dr. Jane Ruby. Maybe you should take a look at this. And he just kept on. And so I picked up the phone and called him, and I said, hey, what the hell is this all about? He said, what are you talking about? He had no idea that his little pseudo-personality was talking to me. He had been cloned. He'd been duplicated. And there he is talking to me. Folks, this thing goes so much deeper. And there's just another illustration of the kind of work that Durham has to do. Can you imagine trying to figure out what's real and what's not if you're in John Durham's shoes? If I can't even figure out in my living room wearing my boxer shorts watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, if I can trust the information that I'm getting from a friend talking about golf? I mean, we're talking about the overthrow, the toppling of an entire political system. I'm sure that it goes pretty deep. But here specifically to talk to us about cybersecurity, the warning about the deep state spying abilities, what's safe, what might not be safe, is our in-house cybersecurity expert. He's a good personal friend of mine. He's working on some projects that, Greg, I'm not really quite too sure if I can talk about. Some of these things here.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's leave that out of there. But in order to get Greg, I got to go through all kinds of firewalls and things, and there's delays and glitchy screens, and he's on some secure server here. Anyways, Greg Skazny, he is a cybersecurity expert with decades of experience in that field. And Greg, am I overstating this here, or is this really a possibility? Is this what's happening? I mean, is the government spying on us?
So you're being spied upon, right?
Of course, yes.
I won't specifically say it's the government, but I'm telling you, you're being spied upon. When you talked about things like TikTok, people need to realize TikTok is Chinese malware. It's malware, 100%. They take so much information. You used a great warning with that. I mean, it's just, you can go online and research. There's a great engineer who reversed engineered TikTok, right? So took the executables and got it back to code and then analyzed the code. And it literally, it's worse than any malware that you would download off a porn site or anything like that. It's horrible. So, people need to realize there's a few things that happen. He who has all the data wins, right? So take a company like Google, right? Some people use Gmail. I mean, I have a Gmail account that I send all my spam to. If you think Google's not reading every one of your emails, you're a little naive, right? So you go into Gmail, what do they have? They have a tab for your main email. They have a tab for your promotions and a tab for, whatever. How do you think they know that, right? They have to read every email to do that, right? So they have AI algorithms who can parse through those emails at great scale and understand context and then parse those out for you. But if you think they're not collecting that metadata about what you like and what you get emails on and all that kind of stuff, again, you're kind of going through life with blinders on. Same thing with Google Chrome, right? So Chrome is a browser, right? Web browser. A lot of people use Google Chrome. It's spyware. If you would understand the amount of information that it sends about your browsing history to Google for them to collect, I mean, it will blow your mind and scare the living poop out of you. And Facebook's the same way. So, and then when you talk about the phone listening to you and things like that, so that happens. And people want to, they're going to say, oh, no, it doesn't. Realize like things like Alexa or your smart TVs that you can talk to, they do not have the processing power to do that voice recognition stuff on them. They have to send it to the cloud. They have to send it up to Google's cloud or Amazon's cloud. So in order for it to recognize you saying Alexa or hey, Google, they have to listen to you all the time. And they're recording that all the time. So they're grabbing that information. And if you think they're not going to target those ads, I mean, realize these companies make their money about you. You're the product. Them spying on you and them getting your information, you're the product. So you got to take precautions into what you're doing online. People just tend to put everything on, like the story you told. I can tell you exactly how that happened. right? So, you know, they targeted your friend's father. They looked at who he was talking to on his social media profile that was public. They made a duplicate profile of that, and they hit you up on Messenger, and you started talking to him because you thought it was him. It happens all the time. Happens to people trying to do it to me all the time as well.
And you got to try to start speculating as to why somebody might want to do that. Why would somebody want to take Richard's stepdad and warm and butter me up and then start asking me if I've been inoculated? And I know that you don't know the answer to that, Greg. And or do you?
I have a pretty good idea. You're a target. You're a target. You're loud. You're very right. You know, on the right hand side, you make a lot of noise and you're getting a lot of attention. You are a target. Period. You're a target. And this is not going to be the last time it happens to you. I mean, I guarantee you that there are groups out there right now trying to get into probably everything you do. So you know, people who are in the limelight, so to speak, you know, who are pushing, you know, who are very
truth, who are talking
truth,
who
yeah,
are over
truth
the target,
who are looking for loud. You know, you're out there, you're putting it out there every day. Your target, and this is the way it is, and they're going to keep targeting you. So you have to be extra vigilant. Everybody else should be too.
So you think that Facebook or Messenger or whoever it is over there in Silicon Valley, these oligarchs are specifically saying, okay, Stu Peters, we want to know if he's been injected. We want to know, you know, if he's been inoculated. He's out here in the public saying that he hasn't been. You know, he's warning about the ingredients about it. Maybe he'll tell his friend that he actually has been.
That's exactly it, right? So think about that, right? You're out there, you're saying, hey, I'm not getting the jab. I'm not going to do the jab. I don't want my family to get the jab. But here's someone who is a friend of yours that maybe secretly you got the jab, right? Which, I know you didn't.
Absolutely
but, you know,
not.
Maybe. Right. But maybe we can get something on you. Right. So now all of a sudden it's like, oh, I have this message from Stu Peters that says, hey, he actually got the jab because I'm a friend of his. Right. So they're trying to catch you up and you have to be. It's really.
Well, it's a good thing that I'm always just 100% truthful and that I'm honest with myself and knowing that it doesn't really matter about bravery and courage and doing the right thing. Choosing, making a daily cognitive decision, I guess, whether or not I'm going to go hard hitting or if I'm going to lay back in the weeds because I don't want to go to jail. I've already accepted the fact, Greg, that you and I'll see you at the gulags, right? I mean, this is going to happen. If they're going to target somebody, they're going to target, you know, everybody that's on this side of the truth. So, what could be the damage in making sure that as many people are as educated as possible when the boxcars start rolling across the country and we all start getting enticed and rounded up. I made the comparison the other day, and I want to get back to cybersecurity, but I made the comparison the other day about these shots, you know, and Uber and Lyft offering free rides or donated. You can donate to get a free ride to go get inoculated. Well, you remember who else offered free rides? That was Germany, and they were offering rides to Auschwitz, and that didn't work out very well. So if the rides are one way, just be careful. But so they're wanting to find dirt on me, but I would suspect that maybe that's giving me a little bit too much credit here. Maybe I'm really not that big of a deal to Zuckerberg that he has to be concerning himself with whether or not I've been injected with the poison, but... Could this be happening to everybody, our listeners here? Are they maybe actually secretly taking a poll about who's been inoculated, injected? Are you making yourself on a certain list when you know your Aunt Betty or your cousin Tim are reaching out to you and they first start talking to you about, you know, the planting of vegetables or potentially the Stanley Cup playoffs, something that you're into because they know what you're into by what you watch, by what you search. And now your friend or your auntie or your brother-in-law is going to ask you about certain things to warm you up. And then just the yes or no question, have you been vaccinated? And then they're using this to maybe potentially put you on a list so that they know who has and who hasn't received their mark of the beast.
Yeah. The implications of the misuse of technology are huge, right? So again, you can go 100 million different ways of it, and you really need to take it upon yourself as an individual to make sure that you are just like you would lock your house or carry a gun or whatever the case may be, eat healthy, get exercise, get out in the sun. You know, you should also do those same type of things online. Use products that, you know, help protect your identity when you're online. So, and I'll be happy to whip off a couple of those real quick so that your viewers can help.
Yeah, give us some secrets here. Don't hold back.
One of the things that Signal is a great program. Signal is a messaging program, like a text message program. Realize when you send a regular text message from your phone, it's plain text. The carriers have access to that. I mean, they can go back, they can subpoena that information, they can get it from you. It's available to the telephone carriers. Signal is a messaging application that's what's called end-to-end encrypted. So there's no way to even get that data back. Signal doesn't keep any of that data. It just keeps the last time you logged in, your phone number, because they have to, because it's tied to your phone number, and the date that you signed up for the service. Three pieces of information, that's it. Nothing else they have. So it is extremely difficult, if not, i.e. impossible, to get that data back or to sniff that data off the wire. So use programs like that. Things like Proton Mail. So, you know, Proton Mail is hosted in Switzerland. It's all encrypted. It's end-to-end encrypted again. They're not collecting your data. They can't see your data. They don't keep logs of your data. You know, Google reads all your data, right? So, you know, Proton Mail is free, has similar services. You know, use something like that for your personal email when you're going to talk to people. You send all your spam to Gmail, right? You know, you want to sign up for something, get a Gmail account. They want your email address. You're not interested. Send them all the garbage, right? Use things like PrivNote. So if you're not familiar with PrivNote, if you want to send a self-destructing encrypted message, one-time message to somebody, you can use a site like PrivNote.com. Go in there, you type in the message, you can tell it as soon as they read it, it self-destructs. There's no record of it. You know, things like that. Utilize a VPN. If you don't know what a VPN is, a VPN will help hide your IP address and also encrypt your traffic, all your traffic. Even, you know, a lot of the traffic that comes out of your computer that goes to the internet is not encrypted. The VPN will help encrypt that and then hide where you're coming from. Use a no-log VPN like Nord. Nord's actually a pretty good product for that kind of stuff. And, you know, cloud services are a little bit tough. You know, there's a company called Nextcloud, which allows you to host your own cloud services. Gets a little bit technical, unfortunately. But again, you don't have to use big tech for all these things that have become so convenient for people, because anything that's free from big tech, they're grabbing your information. And again, what they do with it, who they cooperate with, you'll never know. Again, it gets very, very scary with how much, I mean, think about how much information Google just gets. Google owns YouTube. People have YouTube TV. So every time you turn on YouTube, everything you watch, how long you watched it, everything you record, is all that metadata goes to those guys. Very, very scary how much information they have about you and who they can sell that to. Right. So, you got to take a little bit of precautions to help protect yourself, and keep your identity and your information away from prying eyes, no matter who they are.
So what about you? I mean, are you, I'm using a Proton Mail. I make my mm-hmm. Proton Mail public, which that's fine.
No, it's fine.
And, you know, so stupeters@protonmail.com, by the way, if anybody needs to reach out. And then, you know, I use Signal, but I was told Telegram was secure. Apparently you're saying to the contrary. Nope, Telegram is not as secure as Signal is.
It's not. Telegram is good. It's better than nothing. Like, Telegram is similar to like WhatsApp used to be. But Telegram still collects a lot of data, lots of more data than Signal does, right? So Signal is run by a not-for-profit organization. They're not-for-profit. They don't collect any money.
What's the guy's name that runs that, by the way?
Moxie Marlinspike, not his real name, by the way.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Very, very, very interesting, very smart individual. Yeah, he should look him up sometime. He's very cool. But I mean, again, it runs a not-for-profit. They don't keep any information. And the government and many people have tried to subpoena it, and he's like, I just don't have it. It just doesn't. It's not how it works.
See if we can get that guy on the program.
Yeah, he's been on a few cool podcasts. He's interesting. He's very interesting. Very, very smart. So yeah, he'd be a good guy to have on a podcast.
All right,
for sure.
So get yourself a Proton Mail. Try to use Signal if you can. Watch out what you're giving to social media. If you're going to sign up for something, a credit card, something like that, and anything, if you're going to sign up for the Newsbusters or the Daily Buzz or whatever, give them set up a Gmail account. Send all your trash and your spam and your BS over to Google. Let them deal with that. Let them sort that out. You don't even have to go check that email, because you're not giving it out to anybody that you really care to have mail from anyways.
Exactly.
And when you, I would say that when you're getting messages from people that, you know, you normally would trust, to really double check that. I mean, to really think of it, it's tough.
There's a paradigm we have in security. It's called zero trust. It's a big thing right now. It's been around for a long time though, but it's never trust, always verify. So it doesn't matter. Again, if someone's asking you for information, never trust, always verify.
Well, I think that's just the world that we live in right now in general. And where in a time where you have to consider everything to be a possibility, you also have to consider that everything is false and a lie and mis and disinformation. Greg Skazny, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend.
The information superhighway that we talk about, the patience that Papadopoulos encouraged you to have, and that I'm asking you to try to find for yourself, because weeding through that investigation, weeding through all of the information that we digest here every single day, the amount of emails that I'm inundated with in my Proton mail since publicly releasing my email address, which I don't mind doing it. My Telegram channel, I really do read every single one of the comments there. I can't respond to all of them, but I am digesting everything that you're saying and all the information that you send to me. I go through it. I try to get back to you. And of course, we don't report on every single story that you guys are sending me. If it's something that we've already covered, or if it's something that we're trying to develop, or maybe I will take your lead and then try to dig more. Obviously, I have to vet information. I have to look at the sources to determine whether or not they're reliable. And if you want to talk about John Durham and the amount of evidence that is being thrown at him in a concerted global effort to upend a presidency, to topple an entire political system in our republic, this isn't as simple as looking at surveillance footage from a convenience store and determining who shot Tyrone. These aren't people that are being caught on camera doing these things. These efforts have been taking place for decades. The cabal, the deep state, the elitist globalists that sit at the round table, that have their summits in Switzerland, that get together annually, biannually, and talk about how they're going to manipulate an economy. And I'm not just talking about here in the United States, folks. I'm talking about a global economy. I mean, we're talking about the allocation of trillions of dollars in the name of COVID-19. Think about that. We're talking about a virus that basically amounts to the common cold, with its survivability or recovery rate. Now, I've talked to a lot of people who have had COVID-19 who say things like, I didn't even know that I had it. I was asymptomatic. I went in to have a surgery and I got COVID tested. I didn't even know that I had COVID, and then I was COVID positive. We know, but we've talked about the unreliability of the PCR tests. We have played video from the inventor of the PCR test, who decades ago told us what a liar and a criminal and a fraud Anthony Fauci was, but yet he's the top paid bureaucrat in our government, by the way, not elected by we the people, but just installed there. And so the information, I guess, is what I'm talking about here, is it's so difficult to wrap your brain around how much information is out there. So when we're impatient and we say, well, why is there no justice? I mean, Hillary Clinton obviously deleted 33,000 emails. She used hammers and destroyed BlackBerry phones. Why is she still walking around free and not in jail? Because, folks, the connections, the people that protect her, and the money that is behind that protection is unfathomable to you and I. We go to the grocery store and, we have the decision of the day is which kiwi is ripe enough, right? I mean, these are the things that we really think about, the conundrum of what to prepare for supper tonight. These people have trillions of dollars in backing. There's vested interest for people in saving her because they are saving their own skin. How many people are implicated in her crimes? How many people will really go down if Hillary Clinton goes down? And who are they and where are they? Think about that. The same thing with Obama. We know that there are so many questions around his presidency. Where did he come from? Was he really born here? You know, you have the birther conspiracies and did he really go to college here? Did he really graduate from there? What about this speech and that speech, his birth certificate, all these different things? And Donald Trump was really the first person with a huge worldwide platform to start talking about it, but it had been going around. People understand that George Soros and the Rothschilds have been funding campaigns and installing progressive on our courts. manipulating the judiciary here in our country for decades. And now it is obvious as we look every single day, we turn on the television, and now that there is this red pill movement, now that the Great Awakening has happened since that man came down that escalator with what would be the First Lady of the United States, and the cabal panicked, the deep state went absolutely nuts. They couldn't just stand by idly, because when I say that people would go down, when I say that if Hillary Clinton goes down, many people go down. If Obama gets exposed, you know, many people go down. Durham is responsible for this. But listen, these people aren't just going to go down and, like, you know, go to prison for 14 days like George Papadopoulos did for pleading guilty to lying to the FBI. These people, we're talking about military tribunals. These people, we're talking about firing squad executions, high crimes, treason, and crimes against humanity. These investigations don't just wrap up overnight like the A&E special, First 48 or whatever it is. That's not how this works out here. And so when you start talking about the economy, this is a predetermined, the most pivotal, the most important thing that the globalists can control is the money. Because money is what derives all of the power. Money is what feeds all of the compliance. Money is what pays for the machine to continue to be well-oiled in an effort to pull the wool over the eyes of unsuspecting Americans, people who have this illusion of freedom in the Republic and the only superpower remaining on the planet, and blah, 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 blah. But none of it is true. It's all a big, huge facade. And this red pill movement has been able to wake enough people up to where when you do turn on your TV and watch the Fox News channel or Newsmax, or when you watch MSNBC or CNN, you kind of know what to expect now. And it almost becomes comical to watch as these pundits and experts and commentators weigh in, completely lying to you, and totally everything is fake. Everything, the experts, the numbers, the data, it's all fake. And we're awake to that and we see it. But the economy driving the market, watching, and a lot of people go, oh, I just don't like talking about finance and money because I don't understand it. But that's why you're able to be duped. Because you take so many things for granted, the information that you have, you know, that's printed in the Wall Street Journal, or that you see on the marquee in Times Square, or, you know, what you hear Fox Business talking about, or what you read in Forbes, that's really your source of information. That's where you have to go. Or maybe down the street to your guy at Thrivent. Or maybe over there to the Bank of America lady or the RBC guy that you put all your investments with. But they're manipulated as well, because Wall Street dictates what programs are going to be funded, whether it's Social Security. And Wall Street, these people are making these projections. I mean, you don't have to be an avid investor to have heard of terms like shorting. I mean, this is like gambling. There can be a lot of fun in day trading. Things like, if you have money to throw around and you don't need a whole lot of it, but it can be fun, entertaining, even addictive for people. But these people are dealing with trillions of dollars. These people are working and managing hedge funds where the collapse of something like that could manipulate, it could affect you. You don't even know why a head of lettuce is so much more expensive today, or why it used to cost you $63 to fill your Silverado and it's now over $100. This doesn't have anything to do, folks, with a pipeline being supposedly hacked by Russians. But that's what the media tells you. Oh, there's a shortage. There's a panic. The same thing happened with COVID-19. Let's think about it. Did people really not wipe their asses before COVID came? Of course they did. People had bowel movements since the beginning of humans. And as hygiene started to develop here and the cavemen and the dinosaurs were gone, people wiped their asses. It's what you do to stay clean. Some people even shower, and they clean there. You know, and so people were buying toilet paper long before COVID ever came along. But when COVID was politicized and it was introduced, when I projected that this thing would be politicized and it was coming over from Wuhan, China, which we've already talked about, there was an obscure lab there that was conducting very risky research on the most contagious bioweapons that the world has ever seen. And Dr. Anthony Fauci personally funded those efforts. He's a criminal. All of a sudden, you go to the store and there's no more toilet paper. Why? Why is it that the cost of building materials is skyrocketing? Because, folks, they are manipulated to do this. This is part of the plan. You need to be able to see these things with your eyes. You need to be able to hear these news reports with your ears in order for the globalists to allow for you to have just enough information for them to make their fantasy, their story, this fictional delusion, this facade believable to you. There has to be evidence to support their script. And so the evidence comes out in places like Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, the Marquee in Times Square. The evidence comes out in the market on Wall Street and how things are traded and who's shorting what. What hedge funds are doing if Robinhood crashed today. What Elon Musk is telling you to do. And so then your advisor at Merrill Lynch or U.S. Bank or any of these other globalist-funded big franchise big box corporate backed Wall Street manipulated conglomerates, they get dictated to the same way that a mortgage broker does. These are the new underwriting guidelines. This is what it's going to take to approve your client for this. If your client matches criteria X, Y, and Z, they can get a 30-year fixed mortgage at this rate. If they're self-employed, their rate is this. If they can prove all of their income, their rate is this. If their credit score is this, this, and this, they qualify also for this program. If they're a veteran, they fit into this box. If they've been on the job for over 5 years, they've been on this box. If they're sub 500 credit score, they're this. If they've had a bankruptcy in the last 10 years, all of these different things that go into creating these separate boxes of criteria that then the government, through their regulation and monitoring of this industry called the mortgage industry, is able to dictate what you qualify for. So when people say, I don't want to talk finance, I don't want to talk politics, it's boring to me, I don't understand it, don't talk politics at the bar. This affects every single thing that you do, how you live every day, and most of it is fake. I'm going to take you to a story here that Carlos Cortez texted me this morning. And he sent me at 9:06 a.m. Central Time, and I'll show you my phone. It's fine. I don't lie. You guys know that. There are two articles here from Fox Business. Now, listen to these. Listen to these headlines. Okay, the headlines, we know, I know, as a journalist, as somebody with a podcast, as somebody with a live show on iHeartRadio, as somebody who's, you know, Media Matters is attacking me and Right Wing Watch, and now national people are starting to pay attention to the Stu Peters show and what is this far right wing radical QAnon sympathizing nutbag talking about today. And they're publishing these big articles about me. There was one in Media Matters today. They called me a Facebook broadcaster. Jesus, please help me, because we know that that's going away real soon. Facebook, they don't like me. Newsflash. There's some real news for Media Matters. These articles from Fox Business, this is the... So go. I understand the importance of titles. In order to get you guys to watch something on Rumble, for example, or if I tweet it, I have two sentences, 100 words, very short little opportunity to tell you this is what this video is about, this is what this broadcast is about, to attract your attention and try to convince you basically this is worth your time watching. This isn't just another interview. George Papadopoulos said to me yesterday he has never been interviewed like that. Nobody's ever asked him those questions. That's because we're not the soundbite fake news media. Fox Business is. Here's the two headlines. Is Bitcoin safer for retirement than Social Security? Well, that's interesting. I am more than likely going to click on that. Even as somebody who doesn't understand cryptocurrency, who has not really bought into the craze, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, and if you do, that you don't know what you're doing or any of that, because I don't understand it well enough. I'm not downing crypto. I don't know enough about it. I'm just not in the game yet. I have an account, but anyway. So then here's the next headline. So the first one is Bitcoin safer for retirement than Social Security. The very next headline. I mean, this is not a joke. Fox Business. Three ways Social Security can save your retirement when you haven't saved enough. But you just told me that Bitcoin was a better retirement plan and safer than Social Security. So you're basically telling me that Social Security is not safe. In your very next headline, you tell me three ways that Social Security can save your retirement. Folks, trying to make sense of all this is nearly impossible. And I'm just trying to illustrate to you that the mis and disinformation that you are expected to digest every day and then try to process in a way that it makes any sense at all. We're asking you to jump through hoops here, folks, that so that's why I'm just telling you that you need to be patient with people like Durham. And when you're saying, why no justice? And what about this January 6th thing and this lie? And when will the truth ever be exposed? And what's going to happen with this installed regime? And if Arizona finds this and that, we're in uncharted waters here. We don't really know. If Arizona proves that this whole thing was fraudulent, and then it goes to Georgia and bang, the same thing, and Michigan and Wisconsin fall, and Pennsylvania and bang, all these swing states are like, they didn't elect Joe Biden. I don't know what happens. So don't ask me. I don't know. I hope that means that they impeach the entire administration. I don't know. But as for the stuff about retirement, as for this stuff about where to put your money, that is a very scary thing when you can see how easily manipulated the propaganda machines known as the media, journalists, people who have completely vacated their commitment to uphold integrity in reporting news and journalism, there's no such thing anymore. It doesn't matter what major broadcast network or what cable news network you're watching, aside from people like Tucker Carlson, there really is nobody out there that you can really count on to bring you the solid news. And trying to disseminate where to put your money is a very scary thing right now. The title sponsor on this program is Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez is a financial expert. He's an independent fiduciary. He's not one of these big bank conglomerates. We bring him in here. Carlos, these are the two titles, the two headlines, the two stories from Fox Business that you sent me this morning. So I got to know, and my listeners need to know, what is the benefit of Social Security? I mean, we pay into this Social Security through our income. We are taxed. We're required to give to Social Security. This is something that was set up trillions of dollars to help us when we reach that retirement age, and we know about penalties and things like that, and advisors are supposed to do a good job of highlighting to their clients and customers when it's appropriate to take money out, when it's not. I know you have the never tax retirement strategy, but I mean, we have often talked about the collapse altogether of Social Security. The recent cryptocurrency craze has really kind of exploded, basically because everything is so volatile. It's kind of taken the place of precious metals. You know, you saw the infomercials. Don't trust cash. The dollar's going to collapse. You got to have gold. Oh, no, gold is out. Now you got to have silver. What do we got to have and how do we stay safe?
Thanks, Stu. Man, I love you, brother. You are awesome.
Well, I'm just trying to make sense of all of it. And it's a difficult challenge to do, which is why we talk to the experts.
Yeah, you do a good job of sharing the sentiment that's out there. And quite frankly, it's the media. The media has us by the you-know-whats because that's the American consumer. Let's look at Super Bowl ads. You know how much those things are. Why is a financial company advertising during a Super Bowl? It's because they're getting their fees from their clientele. And you know, I don't want to name the big names, but you know who advertises during a Super Bowl. It's typically beer commercials like Doritos and a pretty lady there and the financial space or some job hunting services online. I mean, these are the typical and insurance companies, by the way. these are the typical companies that advertise. They spend millions of dollars per second, you know, just to get everyone's attention.
Yeah. And so, you know, let me just stop for a second, because when you're talking about getting somebody's attention and spending money to do it, we know that it costs money to advertise. You pay to advertise here. It's effective. Sure. It works. It gets your name in front of people. But what is the government doing taking my money to advertise their product, like these injections, for example? They spent $1 billion in vaccine confidence. It was in the bill. It's publicly discoverable for anybody who's really interested. They spent $1 billion of our money to convince you that COVID still exists, which, by the way, is relentlessly advertised every single day. You want to talk about effective advertising strategies. They are reminding you of a virus with a 99.98% recovery rate every single day ad nauseum. What deadly anything would need that kind of advertising? It certainly wouldn't. I don't need to be reminded if something extremely deadly is here. People are dropping, they're stacking up bodies like cordwood. As you're stepping over corpses all over the place. I mean, we know that that's not happening. And now they're pushing this injection. And the reason why I believe that they're pushing it so hard and spending $1 billion in, quote, vaccine confidence is because they need you to take this thing right now. Because the FDA likelihood of approving this thing, they know it's not going to happen. There are things inside of these vaccines that Dr. Ruby talked about on this program yesterday that are not approved for human or veterinary use. And so they want you to take this thing now, so they have to spend billions of dollars in order to make you do it, which goes along with what you're saying, is that there is a concerted effort by the government who manipulates and owns the media. If you have any question about whether or not the media is owned by the globalists, rewind Fox News 6 years. Watch a program, and now watch them now. Actually, rewind it to November 4th, 2020 at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Or on the evening of November 3rd when they were so quick to call Arizona the highly contested state where the audit is happening. Folks, this stuff is not by mistake. And so they own the media. They're spending this money to push these products in front of you, which at the same time, while they are pushing you at Fox Business towards Social Security, telling you that it is safe, the looming threat of a completely bankrupt Social Security infrastructure is right there in front of us. And if you don't believe that bureaucrats in our government can screw anything up that they put their hands on, take a look at the post office.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's great that you mentioned that, Stu, because there's a lot of misinformation. I'm not a doctor, nor do I ever want to be. I don't have any desire to learn the medical aspect of things. But there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to marketing, when it comes to just basic information. When it comes to Social Security, I challenge anyone, if you're not in the field, to find out information about Social Security. You won't be able to find the information you're looking for. So your advisor should be able to tell you, oh, wait, we don't get paid to study it.
Isn't that amazing? It's like censored. Social Security is censored as the truth about vaccines. Right. Social Security is as censored as the truth about Black Lives Matter. I mean, listen, I was on TikTok.
On and on so many
yes,
things
I know. And I have earlier in the program, I talked about TikTok with Greg Skazny, our cybersecurity analyst and expert. And I told him, I realized that TikTok is CCP. That's 100% Chinese Communist Party run. Listen, my interview the other day, or not my interview, my story breaking policy violations from a Minneapolis police dispatcher that could have saved George Floyd's life. Strictly fact-driven news reporting, basically, exposing something that is being attempted to be shoved under the rug or covered up by supervisors inside of that dispatch. I know the Minneapolis police command staff is aware of this, but they don't comment on dispatch stuff, whatever. There was nothing at all in my two-minute TikTok video that was hateful at all. But those people removed that video and then sent me, this is hate speech. It's hate speech that a dispatcher from the Minneapolis Police, or not Minneapolis Police Department, but the Minneapolis Emergency Communications Center violated policy, which directly contributed to the death of George Floyd. And that's hate speech for me to point out. So I'm just telling you, the censorship, if you don't believe that they're censoring real information regarding your finances, they most certainly are, and I challenge you to find something on Social Security, anything honest about it.
Yeah, and so just speaking on that, just so our listeners know, it's pretty scary out there. You ask me, where is it safe to put our money at? Well, it really depends on each client, what they're willing to give up. You can't have unlimited market gains, have the safety of a guaranteed insurance contract and the hedge protection of gold, and still have it all liquid. There has to be a give or take. So everybody has a different approach to it. The problem is, Stu, is that when you speak to any of these advisors, they work for these big banks and they generally get a salary and a part of the commissions or revenues they bring to the table, which could be lucrative if you're with a bigger bank. And then so the bigger banks want advisors like myself, and they're willing to pay $1, $2, $3, $4 million, $5 million for us to sign a 10-year contract to literally only offer their products, which right. are the most expensive products.
The products that have pre-determined underwriting guidelines. Yeah. This person matches these criteria, like the mortgage industry, like I just laid out.
And you look at all these investment money managers, and they're part of the Bilderberg Group. You know, you can even see the occultic symbolism inside of their financial logos. So there's, they just throw this mockery at us. And I feel like people are disinformed about Social Security. You know, it will be there 5 to 10 years. It's just not going to be the same. So what's scary right now is we have, and I can't stress this enough, I'll talk about it every day if I have to the cows come home. We have $29 trillion right now, growing to $30 trillion probably, of people, of Americans that have qualified retirement plans in SEP IRAs, in traditional IRAs, in 401ks, and all type simple IRAs, all these IRAs that have never been taxed. Well, we got $30 trillion, $30 trillion in debt. After this idiot comes out of office, we'll probably be at $35 trillion. The government knows exactly where they're going to get their money to pay down this deficit, and it's the backs of your retirement fund. But that's only the first part. The second part is the Social Security trap, and that's why I sent you those messages. Now they're commingling Bitcoin is safer than Social Security. Those are two hot buzzwords in the financial sector right now, Bitcoin and Social Security. Social Security will be the hot button for the next decade. There's 10,000 baby boomers retiring for the next 30 years.
I got about a minute and a half left here. Why do you think right now Social Security is the hot button that they want to push? Why?
Because baby boomers are pretty much retiring 10,000 a day, and people are afraid that it's going to run out. The other thing, if you don't know the rules and penalties of Social Security, your IRA is affected. When you pull money out of your IRA and you're trying to retire early while taking Social Security, you may lose all your Social Security because 85% of it will be taxed if you go over $19,320. You have to wait till you're age 66 or full retirement age, depending on your birth date, to at least pull money out of your IRAs. So your qualified IRAs are trapped from a penalty standpoint, and it's terrible. But like, you know, the government wants to tax you on that money. And if you lose money in your IRA, you buy Bitcoin in your IRA, you can never write it off when it crashes.
Yeah.
And that's in any investment.
Give him a call anytime, 813-448-3446. That's Carlos Cortez. He's an independent fiduciary, not manipulated, by the way, by Wall Street, which Wall Street, I didn't have time to get to, is, of course, they are controlled by the regime, by the White House, by the administration, with legislation that's being signed by executive action ad nauseum. Never seen a president act like this. It's Obama in his third term intentionally destroying the republic, breaking the backs of the middle class, making up for the years that were lost where he was supposed to hand off the football to Hillary Clinton, who was going to punch the globalist agenda right into the end zone. Trump forced that fumble on the goal line, so that didn't happen. Carlos Cortez is an independent fiduciary, not manipulated by Wall Street, not controlled by the regime, who is also bought and paid for and owned by the CCP, by China. We know that's why we call him China Joe. His son was over there raking up millions of dollars, acting like a vacuum cleaner, doing shady business deals with adversaries to the United States. And all these bankers, all these advisors, whether they know it or not, they could be a great guy. Your buddy Larry down the street could be a wonderful financial advisor. But guess what? He is not the one that's dictating what your financial future is, because he is involuntarily controlled and manipulated by Wall Street, which is dictated by the administration, which is controlled and owned by the CCP. Do business with an independent fiduciary. His name is Carlos Cortez, a God-fearing guy, a family man, a husband, and a father. He has the America First retirement plan that is exclusive to Cortez Wealth Management. You can visit him online anytime at CortezWM.com. Carlos, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want to hand out my personal email, stupeters@protonmail.com. I've done it before. Also, our voicemail line, 877-45-WARRIOR. But remember that email address, stupeters@protonmail.com. I'm encouraging you. I'm begging you. I'm encouraging you to be brave. If you know, if you work for an elected representative, or if your place of employment is doing something that is illegal or corrupt or below bar or shady, blow the whistle. Now is the time to expose all of this corruption. Let's get it all out on the table. And I promise that if you email me and if you blow the whistle, I will protect your anonymity. You have that guarantee. StuPeters@protonmail.com. Want to thank our sponsors, Cortez Wealth Management, as well as StepOnSocks.com and AmericaFirstOil.com. That is our veteran-owned CBD company. We will see you on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Until then, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!